Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. Okay, so today on Hustle, we're going to be speaking to Lily Stone, also known as Lily P. She is a female tech house DJ born and raised in East London, now living in Essex. Her love of music started from her parents, and she decided to embark on a musical journey at the one and only London Sound Academy, where she learned to DJ and more recently produce. She has played at the likes of Ministry of Sound and Air Amsterdam and is about to take the scene by storm. Lily, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Really excited for today.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's great to connect with women. And the fact that we can do this over Zoom, you know, I'm in France, you're in the UK. It's brilliant to talk to other women in the music industry. It really is.
Definitely, yeah, especially obviously it's a very male dominated industry, but the last couple of years the females they're coming out of the woodwork, aren't they?
Oh yeah, we're coming for them. We are coming full steam ahead. Yeah, I mean, life in general is very male dominated, isn't it? But it's nice to see the music industry changing, and all it takes is small steps, isn't it? Small steps and people to be behind other women, and that's it. We're coming. Watch out, men.
So
tell us, my first question always is, tell us how you got into music and tell us a bit about your background.
Okay, so I started off with a radio presenting course at Point Blank in East London as well. Yeah. Probably about 8 years ago now. And I met a girl there called Rue, who basically said to me, like, if you're going to do radio presenting, you kind of need to have your fingers in all the pies and do something else. So that's when the DJing element came out. So yeah. I done a course at London Sound Academy down in Camden. They've got many offices now, but that was about 6 years ago, they just had that one. So I started off doing that, and I've done the beginner to the advanced course, and they get you gigs, and that's where I've done a couple of sets at Ministry of Sound and gone on other bigger things. And then me and Rue actually had a radio show at the Roundhouse in Camden.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was called The History of Now. So we basically went through the compilation of all of the Now CDs from one and went up. It was great. We had interviews. We used to, if the people didn't come in the studio, we'd get an interview over the phone, or we'd have questions down. We had the likes of, like, Boy George, UB40. It was fantastic. We'd done that for a couple of years. It was great, a great time. And then Rue decided to move back to Spain because that's where she's from. And I went traveling for a couple of years. So I did do a bit of DJing while I was out traveling, but I kind of lost the production side of things.
Yeah.
And then came back in 2017 and, yes, started it all off again, done a set of Ministry of Sound, GG's. I've done one recently down there. And Amsterdam Spring Break Festival, that was fantastic a couple of years ago, obviously before COVID hit. Yeah. It's kind of just gone from there. And then, like, word of mouth, people either see you, and I've done the kind of weddings and things like that, but I decided it's too vast, that selection of music. So I decided just to stick to the tech house side of things and go full speed. And I've got a residency on a company called Insignia Radio, formerly known as Solaris Radio. So I do that every Tuesday. And yeah, it's kind of just gone from there, really. And it's just great. It's my passion. It kind of dipped down a little bit when I got back from traveling. But I've, like I said, I've started the production side of things again, and I'm ready to to go full force, really.
Oh my God, hit the ground running. You sound like you're a woman on a mission.
I'm on a mission, 100%.
Oh yeah. So where did you go traveling? What did you take, like a year out, or how, you know, what was your traveling?
Yes, I used to work in a pupil referral unit down in East London where I lived before I moved up into Essex, and I took some like sabbatical leave, and it was only meant to be for a year. Ended up staying out there for nearly two. It was one of the best times of my life. I'll take their memories with me. We started out in Southeast Asia. I've done a lot of that, Cambodia, Thailand, all your usual traveling path. Then went over to Melbourne. In Australia.
Yeah.
Lived there for a year. Fantastic. Got a job there. Met some amazing people. And then went and lived in New Zealand. Traveled the whole of New Zealand. And then just kind of bits in between, like Philippines and things like that. Yeah. One of the reasons, ran out of money.
I just assumed it was COVID. You could just say that. I had to come back because of COVID. it's amazing. I love traveling. I've done quite a lot of where you've been. It's just all about getting out there and meeting people, isn't it? And just doing different things and putting yourselves in situations that you wouldn't normally be in, which are lessons for life, aren't they? And they're lessons for the music industry for sure.
I've learned probably more from traveling than I've learned in my whole 30 years of being alive. Be honest. The amount of countries, and every country is so different. The people you meet, it changed me as a person as well, to be honest. It really did. And it was memories that I will take to my grave with me, 100%. The best 2 years of my life, that was.
So now you need to earn some more money so you can go away traveling again, basically.
I'd love to do just DJ and travel in all different countries. That would literally be my absolute dream job.
Oh my God. I mean, you've said it now, so it definitely has to happen. I think once you say it out loud, then that's it. Make it happen, mate. 100%. So talk to me about playing in Ministry of Sound. That must have been pretty cool. Was that in the London Ministry of Sound, yeah?
Yeah. So yeah, obviously in South London. So I got them gigs again through London Sound Academy, which is where I learned to learning to produce. So yeah, they kind of hook you up. Once you've passed there, they do like a beginner's intermediate and an advanced course. Once you've passed all three, they hook you up with gigs, and Ministry of Sound was one of those.
Wow.
And then I was lucky when I come back from traveling that another slot come up at Ministry of Sound. So I've been privileged to DJ there twice now, which is
Yeah, that's so cool. I mean, I've been to Ministry of Sound. Such a cool thing to do. Like, were you nervous when you had your first set there after? How was it straight after finishing the course that you got the set, or did you DJ for a bit afterwards?
Yeah, so I got that set. My first ever set was at Halston Groom in East London. That was my first ever DJ set, which was amazing. And Ministry of Sound wasn't long after that. And yes, I still get nervous to this day. DJ set. Always get nervous. I can't help it. And I think a lot of other people do as well.
Yeah.
No matter how you are in the industry, I think it's good to have a bit of nerves as well, isn't it? It's always good to have, mind you, definitely.
Yeah, I think I'm the same sometimes. I'm not normally a nervous person. It's more like anxious that you want to make sure everything works. So, you know, as soon as you put that USB stick in and your tunes are there, and you back up, then you're like, okay, stage one's over, move on to, you know, pass go, get 200 quid, press play. but you never know what to expect, do you? Whatever gig you turn up to, like, the sound system could be different, the mixer, the CDJs might not be the ones that you're used to playing on. Everything, there's always different factors, isn't it, that kind of sometimes you're a bit like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? But you just get on with it, don't you? Make it happen, I think.
Yeah, crack on with it, definitely. And this London Sound Academy are very good at saying that, like, when you learn to DJ, you should learn the setups and things like that. But it is easier said than done, because every club has different setups and equipment and things like that. But thankfully, I've made it through about 6 years of it, and nothing major has ever happened. So
touch wood. Yeah, it's funny. I switch sometimes. I play a lot on Serato here because I do play lots of different multiple genres, and I've done the odd wedding, though. I try not to do too many of them because there's so much hard work. But then when I come and I play, I've got residencies in various clubs in Europe. And when I do that, they're all Pioneer and it's all record box. And then I'm like transferring everything across and making sure, like a crazy woman, basically. Like, but it's funny. It's good to know. I mean, 100%, it is good to know what the setup is, but you never get that experience unless you're out and about playing. That's the real lesson, isn't it? Like,
definitely, 100%.
So music production then, this is exciting. So it's so easy to, we had this little chat, didn't we, before we started. It's easy to forget because you do the course and then you're like, right, okay, now what? But so what's the plan?
So yeah, obviously production is DJing. You kind of get it and you do it a lot. Production, like you said, it is so many things you've got to remember. And it's one of those things, it's kind of like a full-time job in itself.
Yeah.
You have, like we were saying before, obviously the interview started, that you've got to basically have so much time dedicated to it to make it work, don't you? And obviously everyone's got busy lives, like you're saying, you've got residencies and things like that. So I did start, I've done a course straight after my DJ course at, again, London Sound Academy. And I basically went traveling and done a little bit of it and basically kind of forgot things, as we do.
Yeah.
Because I was having too much fun. And and then I basically, I made a track with a couple of other people a couple of years ago. And went in the studio and things like that, but didn't realise I had so much help from other people that now I've gone back to the production learning again. I'm doing it at the moment. I'm only on like my third lesson at the moment. I'm like, wow, like mind blown, absolutely mind blown. I thought that was kind of the production side of things done a couple of years ago. Little did I know how much work actually needs to go into it. So I'm kind of pretending that never happened and starting fresh and going for it. And even the tutor, they're great down there. The tutor even said to me, like, it's going to take you like a year at least to even kind of start making proper songs. But it's one of those things, good things come to those that wait, don't they? That's what they say.
Oh my god, 100%. And if you're dedicated, and it always helps to be throwing money at the problem as well and doing a course, because then you have to do it, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not,
because otherwise it's the same when I do some fitness stuff. Like, if you signed up for something, you got to go running, like, that's it. Or, you know, the same with the music production, you signed up for the course, you need to do it. It doesn't matter what the course is, even if it's like business and marketing, you have to put that time aside. But it's so difficult to put any time aside at the moment, I think. But it's funny because I was listening to a podcast a friend of mine does, she's like a yogi goddess basically, but she was saying, you know, you only have the same 8 hours that everybody else has. So what you do with your 8 hour day, which is like a working day, isn't it, how you manage and you schedule yourself through that 8 hour day is only the same as what everybody else who has, you know, these massive careers or who have these like big companies or whatever, you're all doing the same. So, you know, get off of Netflix, get off of Instagram, get off of Facebook, put your phone in a different room and just like get your mindset right, isn't it? I think that's the main important thing to do.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you? Are you Ableton, Logic? What course have you signed up for?
I do Ableton. That's what I'm on.
Yeah. It's good. I actually prefer it to Logic. I did have a look at the both of them. I mean, I've still not done much producing because I haven't got the time, but I found Ableton a lot easier to look at. I think if you've got a record box background and the way things are done, it's very similar, isn't it? So what have you got any gigs lined up for next year? Are you rolling it, or are you just going to focus on the music production?
So I'm definitely, I mean, I'm hoping that either London Sound Academy or I get out there and get some more gigs for next year. And I'm definitely going to London Sound Academy, doing Ibiza trip every summer. And I've always wanted to go, and they basically get gigs while you're out there in all the different big clubs and things like that. So I'm definitely doing that. And I've just been speaking with a nightclub over the road, and they're hoping to give me a residency there as of January, which will be great. So
that's amazing.
So fingers crossed. And then like the gigs I like kind of roll in, and obviously I have my residency with Insignia Radio and they do gigs as well, so hopefully I'm gonna get some lined up in the next few months. And I've always wanted to play an egg as well, so that is my 2022 New Year's resolution, is to get a gig in egg, definitely.
Mate, this is gonna happen. I feel like you've got really good energy. I feel like this is, you know, this is good. Well, this year 2022 is going to be your year. Watch out, world. Yeah. Oh my God. You've just got to, the thing is though, you've just got to do it. I think you've got, once you put your mind to something, it just has to happen, basically. And there are lots of excuses. And, you know, I appreciate there's a lot of people who'll be listening to this podcast who, you know, DJing isn't their main job, or, you know, they're trying to fit things in around having a family life or something. But, you know, until you take that, I'm a great believer, until you take that leap of faith in yourself, things won't happen. You know, you've really got to put yourself out there.
Definitely, 100%. Like you said, I work for the NHS full time because I've got a mortgage like that. Yeah. So the extra step. But if hopefully, I'm hoping, whether it's next year or the year after, when the gigs start rolling in more and I know that I've got that stability, I'll be more to do that as a full-time job. Like, that is my absolute dream, is to do DJing and producing full-time. So I'm ready.
That's it. I mean, so I was about to ask you, how was your COVID year? But then it must have been really busy, like really hectic. Well, if you were working for the NHS,
very, very busy. And then I just got back from holiday. I was 30 in March and was meant to go to Morocco with a couple of friends, and obviously they closed, so we ended up going to a couple of weeks ago, which was a great laugh.
Sorry, where did you go? It cut off.
Oh, did you go? Lanzarote.
Oh, like Lanzarote. Banging.
Yeah, so which was fantastic. Had a great time. Weather was beautiful. Yeah, we partied loads. It was great, great fun. But when I got back there, I actually caught COVID. So I know. I've recovered, fully recovered now. And it wasn't that bad, to be honest with you. I just thought, cold, because I was meant to be DJing in Toto's by the river up in Bristol on Saturday, last Saturday, and I had to cancel it because I was isolating, which is a big gutter, because I was hoping to get up there with some of my it's called the Secret Lounge Radio, and it's all female DJs, and
I was hoping.
And they had a great time, but they're doing another event in March, so they've definitely said to me I'm on the lineup for that. So that'll be fantastic. That's one gig for next year. Other than that, COVID with work, it's been so busy, time just goes quick, doesn't it? It goes, flies by.
Oh my God, it's been mental. I mean, for a lot of people in the industry, they either threw themselves in the studio, or they had to go back to work, or they had to look after their kids. It's been a crazy time warp of a year. Like, I try and remember what happened before COVID, and I can't quite put any time stamps on it. And I'm like, oh, was that last year, or was that the year before? But it's mental. But I mean, hats off to you, mate, for working for the NHS. That's amazing. And also trying to get your superstar DJ career off the ground. I'm talking about not having any time. You must be really up against it.
it's been busy, but I'm one of those people, I like to be doing something. I'm like miles an hour. I like to be doing loads of different things, and I'm very I kind of know what I want from my DJing and my producing, and I'm kind of going for it. So
Oh, it's your dog. What dog have you got?
A blue brindle staff, Teddy.
Oh, Teddy.
Oh, he's gorgeous. He's making noise. It's let him out the back.
Yeah. I was a little bit late for one of my podcast interviews today because I lost my husky. I've got a husky and a cocker spaniel. We went up the mountains and I lost him. What's that? I lost him. He fucked off, basically, little shit, with another dog called Happy. So there's me and my friend Rosie trying to find them, calling for them. There's like snow everywhere. I'm like, come on, I've got stuff to do. Then he comes trotting back, like mincing along. I'm like, God's sake, can't take him anywhere.
Oh, bless. Oh, husky's gorgeous.
Yeah, they are. dogs in general, love dogs, love dogs.
Yeah.
So if you've got any advice for anybody that's up and coming, any women in the industry, what would it be?
I think like what we've already said as well, like, I mean, not everyone has that kind of ambition behind it, but you've kind of, rather than just keep thinking it over in your head, book a call, get yourself on the course,
yeah,
and get it done. Don't, and kind of put your blinkers down and don't let anyone else interrupt. You know what you want and it's your life and you just go for it.
Oh, that is a cracking bit of advice. So how can people follow you on what you're up to? Is it Instagram or what's your social handles?
Yeah, so my Instagram is at Lily P DJ. So that's LILLIEPDJ. And Facebook is really gutting. For some reason, my Facebook artist page decided to delete itself a few months ago. And over like 1500 followers, so I've had to start from scratch again. Oh, so my Facebook at Lily P DJ one at the end of it.
Please follow, so, like, yeah, share, like, let's get you back up to 15,000.
Please,
okay.
Definitely.
That's so annoying. Like, Facebook, what is going on with Facebook? Who knows? Like, nightmare.
And I'm
nightmare.
And said, like, please, this is like 7 years of content from all my games that I started, and no one's ever got back to me, and I messaged him about 10 times, and in the end I thought, the longer I leave it, the worse it's going to be, so I just get a new artist page up, and I've done that. So yeah, if anyone can give me a follow, I'd really appreciate it on Facebook.
Don't worry, mate. We will add in your social handles with a please, like, please follow, like, share. Help a DJ out. Help the girl out. Well, it's funny thing is, though, like, you put so much time and effort into these pages, you know, as your DJ business. It's just, it's not one social media thing, it's another, isn't it, causing problems? I feel like I'd love to be done with it. I really would, but obviously that's not possible, so... Or hire somebody. If I could hire a social media person, like, who also makes great coffee, that would be amazing.
Oh, that would be great.
It would be good. Oh my god, yeah, just to sort stuff out for you. Brilliant. Anyone who wants a job, email me. Mate, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been a real pleasure to chat to you. Yeah, your energy, you're buzzing. I love everything about what you're doing. And please keep us up to date with your progress in 2022. And can't wait to hear your new music. How exciting.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been lovely to meet you. And yeah, I've had loads of fun. So I'm looking forward to for everything that's coming up. And hopefully one day we might even cross paths. Who knows?
100%. We should make that happen. Like, definitely. I'm ever back in the UK, I'll give you a shout. And if you're ever thinking of coming to France, holla.
million percent. I love it.
Lovely. Cool. Well, have
Hello,
a great day.
And welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing
in
industry
year.
Advice for women.
Amazing.
In music.
Have a lovely day. Take care.
Are
Roger.
You passionate Bye-bye. About music Bye. And want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always.